A couple of major American cities have eagle fever. Bird lovers watched on a web stream when eaglets hatched recently in Washington, D.C., and thousands of people are also watching webcams in Pittsburgh. For about 200 years, polluted rivers destroyed the fish populations. The eagles need to thrive there. But with cleaner rivers, the eagles have returned over the past few years. This season, one pair laid 3 eggs. 2 of those eggs hatched this week. Member station WESA's Sarah Schneider reports from the riverfront trail where the nest is visible.
Eagles are nesting a few miles from downtown Pittsburgh. People who started as strangers there have become friends, spending every weekend on the trail about 600 feet from the nest, staring up. They bring lawn chairs and telephoto camera lenses. Some wear binoculars, others are clad in camouflage, waiting for the birds to fly.
Now she's gonna get ready to go.
Get ready for a fly.
Here she comes.
Joggers and cyclists stop and ask what everyone is looking at. And that's when the regulars show off their nest.
Because they're ground nesting birds.
How the male and female switch off egg guarding duty, what kind of fish they bring back to the nest, how they roll the eggs to keep a steady temperature, and that the nest is the size of a queen mattress.
Yeah, they're killing machines. That's all they do is reproduce and kill. That's all they're meant to be.
That's Dan Desenich. He's watching the live stream of the nest on his phone, ready with his camera for the birds to take flight. When another regular, Wendy Merrill, shows up, Dan hugs her. The friends met on the trail watching the birds. She's also become an avid eagle watcher since the birds came back to the city. She's a clinical psychologist and says she enjoys studying the birds' social patterns.
It wasn't very long ago that the only people who ever got to see inside an eagle's nest were an elite small group of researchers.
Via the webcam, Merrill and others get much closer than they can in person, watching run-ins with intruders and hearing the eagles' calls. The webcam drew most of these people to the trail. When the eagles are in the nest, they consult the live stream on their phones, checking the status of the chicks.
Well, that was kind of high.
That was a high flyout.
You could knock them out in the air with a clothes pole.
Yes, yes. And just seeing that wingspan and that grimace they have coming right at you is incredible.
The eaglets should fly on their own in 2 to 3 months, but there's no way of knowing where they'll end up. If they do make it in 4 to 5 years, they could lay eggs of their own. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Schneider in Pittsburgh.
At 90.5 WESA, Sarah Schneider joins us now to tell us a little more about the ecological history of eagles in Pittsburgh, why they were gone for so long, and why they're back now. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Why do you think people are so excited about this webcam feed? Why are so many people watching it, and not just online, but actually visiting the site?
Yeah, there are a couple of reasons. I spoke to Jim Bonner. He's with the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania, and he says it's an easy bird for people to be impressed with. And you don't have to be a birder to recognize an eagle. They're our national symbol, and they're printed on our money, and they're featured in a lot of logos and popular culture. So there's also the fact that they've come back from being endangered, and at this point, they aren't even at the threatened level.
We're, you know, very familiar with the DDT caused problems with eggs. It made them very soft, so when they tried to lay on them, they would crush them, and they were almost completely wiped out in this part of the country.
And we hear Jim Bonner mention DDT. Sarah, what is DDT?
So DDT is a pesticide. It was used in agriculture practices, but it was seeping into our groundwater and leaking into the rivers, making it a poor environment for fish, and eagles feed off of fish, so they couldn't survive because of our polluted rivers.
And that details maybe one clue to why this story seems to have a particular resonance in Pittsburgh, because I mean, believe bald eagles play an important role in the story of Rachel Carson and the movement that she started.
Yeah, one of the people who brought DDT to our attention was Rachel Carson with her book Silent Spring. And of course, Rachel Carson is a well-known conservationist from Springdale, which is just up the Allegheny River. She also studied at what is now Chatham University in Pittsburgh, so she's a hometown name.
Sarah, I have to tell you, I use this trail often, and there's always people there. It always seems to draw a crowd. Why do you think it is that at this particular moment, this is such an exciting thing for Pittsburgh? Why now?
Well, some researchers think that it's been about a 200-year hiatus since the birds started nesting in the city. In 2013, a pair nested in Hayes, which is about 6 miles from downtown. That's probably where you see the watchers. They're always camped out there. And Jim Bonner says that was really the first time since certainly before records were kept that the birds have been in the vicinity of the city. And so after that, the Audubon Society got a special permit from the Pennsylvania Game Commission to install a camera for educational purposes. And so at any given time now, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of eyes on these eagles. And there's also a live chat component to the webcam, so people are able to educate each other in real time of what these eagles are doing. And here's Jim Bonner again.
It's become its own kind of citizen science project. I kind of think of it as being crowdsourcing for the eagles. And all those are important. Although there are now a few other eagle and other nest cameras out there, this is still rather new, and we're collecting a lot of information that previously we would not be able to do.
And I'm interested in this idea of the bald eagle story as a comeback story. Where does this fit into the story of Pittsburgh over the last 100 years?
Yeah, the fact that the eagles are able to survive on fish that they find in our rivers that used to be so heavily polluted is what he says a real comeback story.
Certainly, our rivers have been in a bad shape in the past with pollution and other problems with them, and they have been improving. We've been hearing about it for quite a while. Fish have returned. There's fishing going on, kayaking happening, rowing, a whole kind of re-embracing our rivers, and eagles get most of the food from the rivers. And so it's kind of reinforcing that there's been this renaissance again with the water quality. Although we still have some challenges, I think we're very proud that it's much better than it used to be.
You know, Bonner grew up in the area, and he said when he was younger, the river was an extension of the sewer system and not a place that you wanted to be. And people on the trail said the same thing. One of the regulars said, in the last few years, he's caught more than 20 species of fish. He says he still won't eat them, but they're there.
Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA reporter, covering the resurgence of bald eagles in the Hayes neighborhood. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks.